Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. We are studying in the book of John, the Gospel of John. We are in this ministry meeting dealing with John chapter 15 and verses 1 to 17. Once again, to remind us all that in the Gospel of John and through the Gospel of John, Yohanan, God, by His Spirit, seeking to emphasize the fact that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is a divine person. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 of John 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glorious of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wonderful, wonderful passage teaching us that when God would come down to this world to provide redemption, He will enter through the Virgin birth, and He will come to be born of a woman, the Emmanuel, who would come to this world as the perfect, sinless man who will pay for the sin of this world. And so, as we have studied in the last 14th chapter of the Gospel of Yohanan, that is John, we have learned once and again that the Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, called Himself the I Am. I am the bread of life in John 6. I am the light of the world, John 8. I am the door, John 10. I am the good shepherd, John 10. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, we have arrived to this 15th chapter in which Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, calls Himself divine. I am the true vine. And so this is so precious. The sevenfold I Am found in this gospel, which present before us the truth that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is indeed the great I Am, the eternal Son of God, of whom we read at the end of the Gospel of John, in John chapter 20, and verse 30 and 31, and many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. This is the book, the Gospel of Yohanan, John. But these are written, these are the eight miracles that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, made and recorded in the Gospel of John. These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Mashiach, the Son of God, Ben HaElohim, and that believing ye might have life through His name. And here we are, beginning in chapter 15, and the first 17 verses of John chapter 15, we are taught by the Spirit of God that the disciples, the followers of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, are looked upon and are seen on one hand as branches that need to abide in the vine in order to bring fruit, and on the other hand, as friends, in Hebrew, chaverim, which are exhorted to obey their Lord. These are the two thoughts that we have here in the first 17 verses of John chapter 15. Let me read together with you all, dear brothers and sisters and dear friend, these 17 verses of John chapter 15. We read in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abideth in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so hath I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The Hebrew word is chaverim. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And so, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, this chapter presents before us these twofold pictures of those that belong to the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, God's people in this present day of the church age, now that they are followed him, have accepted him. And the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is sitting in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, anticipating soon to go to the shameful altar, to the cross, to become the one that will pay for the sin of this world, knowing ahead of time what is ahead of him. He knew very well already in chapter 13, as he asked to keep the Passover with his disciples, in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem. And he knew very well that in the midst of the Pesach, that he will fulfill the Pesach, he will become the Passover lamb, he knew that one of them, by the name of Judas, Yehuda Ishkayot, will betray him. He knew that Satan will enter unto him, and Satan indeed entered unto him. And then he told him to Judas, he said to him, "What you do, do quickly." John 13, verse 27. Judas, Yehuda Ishkayot, went out. It was night. And while Yehuda went to sell him, to betray him, Yeshua is preparing his own disciple whom he has chosen to begin to prepare the time in which he will die, will be buried, and rise again, and return to the Father. Return to heaven. He already taught them in chapter 14 that he will leave them, but he will not leave them comfortless. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Chapter 14 and verse 16. He also told his disciples that were chosen by him, as we have read in John 15, verse 16, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." He is encouraging his own disciples to understand that they will be strengthened and helped by the Spirit of God. That's why he said to them in John 14, verse 27, "Shalom I leave with you, my shalom I leave unto you, not as the world giveth." He says, the world does not give the same peace, the same shalom that I give. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." And now when we arrive to chapter 15, in the first 17 verses, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is instructing his disciples to realize that they are as branches that are linked to the vine, and he is the true vine, and that they are friends, and that their friends, that he called them friends, and that they are to stay close to him if they will be able to be sustained here in this world, while he is preparing himself to depart, going back to heaven from where he came, but it is through the shameful Roman cross where he will pay for their sins and the sins of this world. And so it is important portion here in John chapter 15, and sadly, many mistaken here in the first few verses of this chapter by not recognizing the truth that the Lord Jesus here does not so much deal of the way of salvation, because he already has said to the disciples that they are all clean. Every whit. He already said this to them earlier in chapter 13. So they are all forgiven. But they all need to stay close to him in order to be fruitful for God, as you and I need to do so today in our lives as believers in Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, during this church age. And so you notice in the first 11 verses, he is dealing with the fact that God's people are branches that are part of the vine, and in order to bring fruit, they must abide in the vine. Then from verse 12 to 17, God's people are as looked upon as friends, chaverim, the friends of the Lord. And they need to keep close to him, and not only to abide, but also to obey their Lord. This is an area that you and I need so much grace, because many times we do not abide close to the Lord. No wonder there is no fruit in our life. And many times we do not obey the Lord, and that's why we are often unhappy and are not enjoying fellowship with our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, which have already come when the assembly, the church, was born in the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, some 2,000 years ago. And so notice this, in chapter 15, in verse 1, Jesus the Messiah make a declaration. I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. In other words, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In Hebrew it says, Anochi Gefen Ha'emet. The vine always spoke of the nation of Israel as a nation. As we read it in the Psalm 80 and Isaiah chapter 5, Israel was to be divine in order to bring fruit for God in the history of the nation of Israel. But as we know, Israel had failed to bring the fruit that God had demanded from the nation of Israel. And let us not forget that when we look at ourselves today as part of the church, we can say also that the fruit that we, that the church should have brought, we failed to bring it as God wanted it from his own people. So when it's come to the responsibility of the nation of Israel or the church, failure is upon men because of oftentimes lack of fellowship with the Lord, lack of abiding close to the Lord, and lack of obedience to the Lord. There is a verse that we read in Psalm 80, which is a very interesting verse that is found there concerning the nation of Israel. In Psalm 80, we read concerning the Lord himself. Psalm 80, verse 8, we read, Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou prepared room before it, and it caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. Continue to read in verse 11. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the rivers. But you know, as you read and continue on, we find out that vine that came out of Egypt did not necessarily submit to the Lord. We read in verse 12, Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they that pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field does devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand has planted and the branches that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burnt with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. But you see, in the second part of this Psalm 80, verses 8 to 19, we can see that the reason that the boughs thereof, the hedges thereof, are broken down and so on is because Israel disobeyed and violated the word of God. God sought to bless the nation of Israel, but Israel as a nation failed. And that's why the Mashiach, Messiah Yeshua, said now he is the one who representing the nation of Israel. I am the true vine. And my Father, he is the husbandman. He is the vine dresser. And now notice what we read here in these next verses. While Yeshua is really presenting himself as the true vine, the true Israel, while Israel, the nation, failed, Israel, the man, the son of man, the Messiah himself, the prince of God, did not fail. And here he presenting himself as the true vine. I am the true vine. He continue now speaking to the disciples in the upper room, and perhaps even was speaking with them as they have left the upper room on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane. And why we say it? Because at the last verse of chapter 14, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, said to the disciples that remained with him in the upper room, the 11 and him, he said, "Arise and let us go hence, going towards the Garden of Gethsemane," Gethsemane, the place where the oil is being pressed, the olives is pressed, and the oil is created there for the blessing of the nation. And here we can see that while he's asking everyone to rise up, he began to teach the truth of the vine and the branches, and the necessity to abide close to the vine, close to him, that the disciples will have to understand it, and you and I need to understand it today. If we will ever be able to bring fruit for God, one must abide, stay close to the Lord. And you notice what he says in verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So the branches are all that belong to the Lord. Every branch in me, notice this expression, in me. Now I know that the apostle Shaul Paul used the expression in Christ, in Christ, in Christ for believers. And there he's speaking about the positional truth that all believers that are in Christ Jesus, in the Messiah Yeshua, new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, all become new. Now here the Lord using this expression in me, not so much in a sense of teaching the truth of eternal security while it is true. Here is teaching the truth of the necessity of those who are already eternally secure and belong to him, to have fellowship, to stay close to him in order to bring fruit in their life. That's why, beloved brothers and sisters, and dear friends, many times we as believers are lacking bearing fruit because we are not staying close to the vine. So, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. The thought here is not so much taking away in just cutting it and so on, but lifting it up and dealing with it in discipline. It's dealing with the branches that need to be corrected. In anyone who work in a farm know very well if there are sometimes there is a need for pruning in order to bring more fruit. And that is what the thought here that we have here in John chapter 15 and verse 2. The Father is that vine dresser, the husbandman. He work in pruning and cultivating the branches. And it is so important to understand, beloved brothers and sisters, that you and I are linked to God, linked to the Lord Jesus the Messiah, in two types of relationship, the link of union and the link of communion. The link of union is once and for all, the moment that we are in Christ, in the Messiah, we belong to him. He have already said in John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." You remember this? In John 10, and verse 27, "And I give unto them," in verse 28, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." So it's not an issue here in John 15, an issue of salvation. It's an issue of cultivating and in the pruning in order to bear fruit for God. And that's why When Yeshua said in John 15:1, I am the vine man, my Father is the husbandman, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he is taking away. The thought here is cultivating, he is pruning, he is dealing with the branches that don't bear fruit, and every branch that bear fruit, he purges it, and that it will bring even more fruit. And then he continues and he says, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So it is important to understand, my dear friend, that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, does not teach the disciples the possibility of one to lose his or her salvation. He's not speaking here about salvation. He is dealing here with believers whom God will deal with in order that the people of God, the redeemed individuals, will bring fruit and more fruit. You notice in verse 2, the first part, he's speaking about bearing fruit. In verse 2b at the end, he's speaking about more fruit. So when he's speaking about taking away, and later on, a little bit later on, casting it to the fire, he doesn't mean that a believer will be lost. He's speaking about the fire of challenges and difficulties which the Lord will bring upon his people in discipline, and not the subject of salvation in John chapter 15. And so as we continue on, notice what we have, these two relationship that every true believer has with the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. The union is once and for all the moment we have accepted him. The communion has to do with our fellowship and our enjoyment in our relationship with the Lord day by day. So the Lord assured the disciples there.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.